Can a man be a victim of his own crime? Not many people would think so, especially if the crime is homicide. Amy Butcher says her own feelings about violent crime and the people who commit it were pretty clear-cut until the night her friend Kevin Schaefer walked her home and then went home himself and fatally stabbed his former girlfriend.
And this event instead really abruptly cut that idea in half, and it became this whole new thing of, you know, this is my friend, this is someone that I care for, and I sort of trust, and trusted from really that first morning after his arrest, that this was something that was complicated.
Butcher describes visiting hours as a coming-of-age story overnight. The murder rocked the community of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and the campus of Gettysburg College, where she and Schaefer had spent the previous 4 years together. Butcher was not an author at the time, just a graduating senior thinking about the next step.
I mean, I certainly never thought that I would write about this. I mean, that was never in my thinking. I couldn't imagine. In fact, I, you know, 3 months after this happened, I started graduate school for writing, and nonfiction writing at that, and yet I never wanted to write about this. I never did write about this for the first, you know, at least 2 years or so of my graduate career. It just felt... I felt way too close to the events, too close to him. It felt like something I didn't really want to look at, but of course it was really all I was spending my time thinking about and really kind of trying to explore privately.
And part of that exploration did include writing letters. For several years, Butcher corresponded with Schaefer in prison, maintaining their friendship from school. But over time, it became clear to her that life in isolation was forcing Schaefer into a kind of eternal past.
It made sense to me that he would want to remain reminded constantly of sort of these better days, these days before anything really happened.
Perhaps another part of that friendship was never confronting the crime with Schaefer, either in her letters or in her culminating visit to the maximum security prison. Instead, Butcher stops by the Gettysburg courthouse and reads the case file. In those several hundred pages, she finds a man struggling with depression and suicide, someone she never recognized, or maybe someone she refused to recognize. The court psychological profile points to a line that most never cross, but any of us could.
Part of writing the book was also trying to mimic the experience of, you know, I thought I knew this person, and then this kind of unspeakable thing happened that doesn't make a lot of sense. So to a certain extent, I want the reader to feel that as well. I think it's important in sort of humanizing those who commit crimes like this, especially when it is kind of under duress, a psychotic break of sorts.
But just as Butcher unpacks the psychological underpinnings of violent crime, she also takes visiting hours into very personal territory. The fear of not knowing what we or anyone we know is capable of. Butcher was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder in the aftermath of the murder. Her story was not easy to tell, but it was important to tell for anyone looking to make sense of the senseless.
You know, this was something I could have waited on or not drafted a book about, but at the same time, it does feel like it was very, very necessary to process and to move on from it, was to really explore it in all of its weight. Things are better as a result of it, for sure.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.